In contravention of the restriction of movement order, resident of the state capital, Arando Jalba, Ayekale, Agumbelewo, and some other parts of the city are seen in the evenings engaging in their normal daily activities. When Radio Nigeria inquired from some of them if they knew their actions contravened the position of the government directives, they argued that it would be suicidal if they stayed indoors for 24 hours without palliative coming from the government. Mrs. Nafistat Adewale is one of them.
How many pepper do you expect me to store in the house? Even the sellers, if they continue to keep these peppers, tomatoes in the house, before you know it, the whole thing gets rotten.
Mrs. Adewale urged the government not only to give palliatives, but to take a cue from Ogun State that are taking measures to relax its own lockdown, as well as neighboring Oyo State, where lockdown was not imposed and increase had not been witnessed in the number of COVID-19 cases. Similarly, a civil rights activist, Bishop Shehu Adeoye, also argued that it was imperative that a trusted government should relax the lockdown order.
We can see example from what is going on in Ogun State and what is going on in Oyo State. For 7 days now, we have been unable to go out, either to go in or to come out. The government should be able to find a way or a means of ensuring that the lockdown is relaxed.
Bishop Adeoye noted that the people could not be kept indoors without any intervention to cushion the effect of such decision. In his own comment, an opposition member of the State House of Assembly, Mr. Adewumi Adeyemi, said the state could not afford to take a risk, hence the lockdown was in order. Mr. Adeyemi, who represents Ogun State constituency under the platform of the People's Democratic Party, however, pleaded with the government to take urgent steps in getting palliatives across to the people.
What we should be clamoring for is that the ways for the government to cushion the effect on people and by providing relief materials. If we want to lock down people, the government should be ready to provide those things they will have naturally gone for in a day. The government should be able to provide it for them.
However, the chief press secretary to the state governor, Mr. Ismail Olumipidon, told Radio Nigeria that the lockdown was not perpetual.
The lockdown will be for 14 days in the first instance. After the 14 days, we will review it. If there is need to extend, we would extend it. And if there is no need, so be it.
Mr. Olumipidon confirmed that the state government, with support from some individuals, are taking delivery of some food items, which will be distributed across the state. The state COVID-19 infected cases has remained at 20 since last week Saturday, while the index case have been discharged having tested negative twice. From Oshogbo, Adeniton Akinola, Radio Nigeria.